and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Well, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And if you're just getting started, it's 7:38. Hey, everybody, you're on point. And let me just tell you before we go to break, who's joining Real Women, Real Talk this Friday morning? We're joined by Courtney Bratton. She is the regional director for the American Heart Association. Coach Christy Small, she is an educator and the women's basketball coach for Gina High School. And Lamia Pitbull Solomon, I'm kidding. She's the branch manager at Forestwood National Bank, and it promises to be an incredible conversation this morning. What is it? I said Wood Forest, Lamia. Wood Forest National Bank. I'm going to tell you what. Hey, everybody, we want to remind you that you can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this Friday morning for Real Women, Real Talk. We're going to take a break here, but we're going to be back with great conversation, conversation that you want to stay on point for us. Stay with us. We're back right after this. SINLAW Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at SINLAW Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. SINLAW Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
So
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by SINLAW Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. We're reminding you every single day, share today and shape tomorrow. And here's how you do it. You phone 318-484-2260. Hixson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hixsonhasit.com. And First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Now, you already know that Friday is Real Women, Real Talk. Once again, joined by Courtney Bratton. She's the regional director of the American Heart Association. Courtney, good morning and welcome. Coach Christy Small, she is an educator at Gina High School, which means she's a teacher, and she's also a basketball coach. We welcome Christy to Real Women, Real Talk for the very first time. Christy, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And Lamia Solomon, who I get her bank, I mispronounce it every single time. I get it confused with another business. she is the branch manager at Wood Forest National Bank. Right here in Alexandria. Did I get it right that time?
You got it right.
All right. Ladies, good morning and welcome to all. Now, I want to get right on point. I was reading an article in Forbes magazine, and the article is entitled How You Get Motivated to Reach Your Goals. Now, the conversation is going to be multifaceted this morning. Before we talk about how we reach our goals, how we stay motivated to reach our goals, I want to talk about something that women really forget about, and that's our gifts and our talents. And I was saying to the ladies this morning that a lot of us have overlooked our gifts. And I can hear somebody, Christy, in the spirit realm saying already, I don't know what my gifts are. I don't think I have any gifts because I don't know what they are. And so this morning, I want to explore that in terms of what they are, how we recognize them, and then how we use those gifts to motivate ourselves and to reach our goals. And Courtney, before the show, you and I were talking about gifts. And it just really sparked something in my spirit when you said, I have a gift for that. And I love that because most women never identify or never openly say, especially to another woman, I've got a gift for that. Talk about your gift.
my gift that I think that, you know, I feel God has just given me is, you know, really talking to people and, you know, really embracing the situations that they've come across, whether, you know, even in my job, whether it be a heart survivor, and, you know, really just, I mean, I've been in sales, you know, mm-hmm. for a long time, and a lot of people, just like Chrissy said, she could never do what I do.
Right.
But I think I get the best of both worlds because I do get to sell, you know, I guess a great mission
mm-hmm.
to, you know, create, I guess, healthier lives, but also I get to embrace those survivors and allow them to share their story, you know, and then make it personal.
Mm-hmm. Talking about heart survivors.
Heart survivors.
Women and heart survivors. And so for you, Courtney, when did you realize, do you remember what your gifts were? Do you remember when you realized, when you came to the realization that this is a gift, this is something that not everybody can do?
Gosh, when did I realize that? It hasn't been that long ago that I've realized it. You know, I think that I grew up being very competitive in sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been really tall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Were you a basketball player?
I wasn't a basketball player, but I was always taller than everybody. So everybody was always intimidated by me,
mm-hmm.
in a sense. So, I mean, really, that kind of goes into the way that I have to really use my gift in a professional setting. Not to say that people are intimidated by me, but I'm viewed as, I don't really know, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't know.
Okay.
Help me.
All right. Help me out.
Because you're tall. Because you're tall, you feel like.
When I walk into a room, just like everybody looks at me because I'm tall,
uh-huh.
you know, and I
very
know
noticeable.
That, yeah, I'm noticeable and people will listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't
people know. Like tall people.
Yeah, they,
they really do.
But, you know, but hold up.
Chrissy said she loves tall.
I know, but
I wonder why.
But, you know, when I was young, I didn't want to be tall. Like, I was taller than all the cute boys, you
uh-huh.
know, like it was like, I ain't dating her. She's too tall.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and let me switch to you, Chrissy. When did you realize that you had the gifts that you have? Because I know that there are many.
I'm not sure how many there are, but I would say somewhere around my first teaching job,
mm-hmm.
It kind of fell into my hands, and it's not really what I wanted to do. I grew up, you know, my mom was an educator, and I swore to myself that I would never be an educator because we just don't like make a lot of money.
Shout out to your mom, Miss Jackie,
yes.
Smalls, who has educated a lot of people in Marksville.
Absolutely.
And taught and coached many,
many.
Almost everybody,
right. in a Boyle's Parish
yes. knows Miss Jackie Smalls.
Yes.
So kudos to her. And so you kind of looked at your mom and you said,
this is not what I want to do. You know, you grow up, you always want money, and that's, you know, your main objective of, you know, being an adult and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my first teaching job in 2000, and it was at the charter school in Ovals Parish. And my first year, I knew it was what I wanted to do. And so what I live by these days is that if I can just touch one kid, and reach one kid, then I've done my job. And I think about my mom and the way she did things, and I just want to be so much like her because everybody loves her. She's known
mm-hmm.
as Mama Jackie,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I just want to have long-lasting relationships with people that I've touched and, you know.
Mm-hmm. In their
right.
walk to success.
Right.
And being a teacher.
It's not about education, it's just about life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. And so when did you know or realize that there was a gift, that same gift that your mother had for coaching and coaching girls, high school girls?
I'm not really sure when I realized it. But I know that when you're at a point where you are excited to get up to go to your job
wow.
every morning, then you are doing something right. And somebody, and not only that you're having an influence on someone else's life, but someone else is having an influence on yours as well.
Wow.
So that makes me smile. You know,
mm-hmm.
it makes me feel good to know that I have no problem getting up in the morning to go and see my girls or the students that I teach. And you know, I just try to have as good of a relationship with everyone in the school as I possibly can. I just want to touch someone.
Wow. And for you, Lamia, you know, one of the things that we were talking about one of the last times you were here, you said really very similar or almost the same thing that Christy said. You said, I love my job. When did you realize that you had a gift for banking?
Well, I'm not going to say that it's an actual gift for banking.
Okay.
I think in which every person here speaks about is basically a passion they have for assisting people,
mm-hmm.
giving. You know, mm-hmm. in this world, there's givers and there's also takers.
Right.
And your gift is giving, no matter if it's giving due to heart association or giving to your children at the
high school.
At the high school, my gift is giving through the people, even at my bank, because it's not just about banking. I get to hear the stories
mm-hmm.
of the people that come in there. And it's not about they're just telling me about their financial, but they're telling me about their life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's compelling. I get to hear those, and whatever I can do to help, it makes a world of difference. Even with my team at mm-hmm. the bank, we get so many different stories. And, you know, I'll give you an example. There was a gentleman. He came and he sat down at those chairs in front of the bank. He said, I just need to sit there for a moment. And so one of my my assistants, she went over to speak with him, and he wasn't one of our customers. Well, after speaking with him, I joke with everybody, you know, and I told him he had on all white, and I said, oh, my gosh, you're too clean to sit in my chairs, you know. And I kind of laughed it off, and Taffany looked at me, and she goes, no, not right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then as I walked over there to find out what happened, because he had gotten up and went to shop in the line, she said he found out today that his only son was killed.
Wow.
And so he just needed a moment. Mm-hmm. Well, guess, you know, at that point in time, we were like, let's get him a card. Let's get him something.
Mm-hmm.
Because that right there, of course, is a hurtful feeling. Those are some of the stories that we get. So once we gave him and his wife a card just to say, you know, uplift, we're praying for mm-hmm. you. God doesn't make mistakes. This is allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Please be strong in your walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the family came back and they were like, out of any other banking institution, we've never had that.
Wow.
We don't know
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. But we feel it's that compassion that you have mm-hmm. to feel for people,
mm-hmm.
just in general, to care about them and what they have going on. It's not all about self.
Mm-hmm. And it's ironic that you would say that, because the article goes on to talk about being authentic with others in your walk and how to stay motivated, how to identify those gifts and talents. Well, it's all that plus more on Real Women, Real Talk Friday. Got to take a break, but we're back after this.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important. But it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limited one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to Real Women, Real Talk Friday right here on the official OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oils Parish, McDonald's of Alexandria, and Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. We're joined by Courtney, Christy, and Lamia. And we're talking about all of the gifts and talents that we have. And I said earlier, I don't know if I said it on the air or not, but I'll say it again. So many of us are not connected to what our gifts, our passions, and our talents are because sometimes they're intangible. Sometimes if you can't sing or you can't dance or you can't play the piano or something that people can really see and touch and feel, sometimes then people forget that we all have gifts and talents and passions for the world. And so this morning we're talking to just three real women that are exploring
their gifts, their talents, their passions. And then next, I want to talk about, once you tap into that, especially for you, Courtney, and for everybody, but you tap into your gift, you know that really there's a gift for women and women who have had heart attacks or some type of heart disease. But how do you stay motivated? How do you keep yourself motivated day in and day out? Because much of that is raising money. Much of it is listening to people's stories and having to convey that. How do you stay motivated to do it?
Like you said, I have two parts of my position where I'm you know, talking to volunteers and survivors. And so one part of that is motivating. What's motivating to me is I can't let them down. You know, I put on events, and I got to make sure that, you know, I mean, it's good. The other part of that is my fundraising efforts. What motivates me with my superior and my team is reports that come out every week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, staying on top of the game, hustling, if you will.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just making sure that I'm getting on the top, you know, just staying on top.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all of that motivates me, and really it's kind of tough even because my office is actually at my house.
Right.
But you know, people are like, well, I could never work at home. You know, but the job.
I'd stay in the bed.
You know, I would stay in the bed all day, but, you know, but I have kids that see me work, and I want to be that role model that is motivating to them.
Right.
Because we have such a lazy generation now.
Amen.
They're, you know, the kids that are growing up now, they don't even know what work is, you know? I mean, I tell my child to do the dishes and clean a room, and she thinks that's a lot of work. I'm like, girl, you have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but she's very involved even in my work. I bring her, you know, to some meetings.
Right.
You know, not obviously in the meetings, but if I have a meeting at a library, you know, she knows, like, mama's working.
You want to get her acclimated to what work looks like.
Exactly. Right. And I honestly think, you know, as employers, there should be one day where your kids can come to work and see what mama does all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because
I agree.
You can't see,
you don't appreciate it.
You don't appreciate it, you know?
And one of the things that I was struck by when we first met Courtney, because On Point has worked with the American Heart Association for the last few years, and one of the first things that you said at one of the first meetings that I got an opportunity to meet and hear you talk was you said, I'm an achiever. And I said, yes, to myself. You go, girl. You said, I'm an achiever, and I have set the goal. I've set the bar high. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are really afraid to verbalize and vocalize that. Talk about, and this is in front of, like, a group of women. Talk about why you made that clear at that moment. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Because what I have, I don't know.
It's okay.
Being in the position that I am at, and you know, again, it's only been about a year, but saying it and being confident that I can do something allows others to ponder. Well, is she going to do it or is she not going to do it? And then when the event comes, they're dang, she did it.
And so people doubt you.
Right.
They
right.
doubt whether you could really be. And do
right.
what you're touting you can be and do.
Right.
And so that gave you even greater motivation.
Greater motivation to even express that to everyone that was in the room that day, because when I have a vision, I work very hard to accomplish that vision.
And I said at that moment, I was glad, and it's ironic that everybody here today is really either literally or metaphorically a coach.
Yeah,
on a team.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody is sort of got a team that they lead. And we were the team. The board was the team. And we were the people that were going to go out there and help to make your goal and your passion a reality. And for you to say that, I was struck by that. And so I guess this morning's conversation is really to encourage those people, whether you have a business or you're working for somebody, or you're at a job, to really encourage you to, and I like to use this word a lot, to excavate, to dig out first of all, what you're talented at, what you're passionate about, what you do better than anybody else, and it comes naturally and easy. And I said to Christy, I said, having almost 20 young girls on a team to coach, how do you stay motivated? But most importantly, how do you keep them motivated? Because the object, especially in high school, is about winning.
As far as my girls are concerned, I lay out the expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to teach
them. And how do you know what they are, Christy? You say you lay out the expectations. You know, how do you come to what your expectations for them will be?
Real life.
Mm.
Real life. Expectations from, you know, the way I want them or I need them to live their lives.
Mm-hmm.
The procedures and, you know, that we go through to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Trying myself to lead by example.
Right.
You know, we can't just go into anything and not have a vision. So you can't just jump into something and just do it any kind of way and expect results and to be successful in it. So that's how I get my expectations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I tell people all the time that I'm not just teaching the game of basketball, I'm teaching the game of life.
Ooh, that's powerful. And what a huge responsibility that is for so many young women.
It's a huge responsibility. You know, we all don't have the same outlook on life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all don't live our lives the same way. We don't have the same morals. We don't have the same values. And, you know, it's a struggle sometimes for me, especially if I don't have the support from parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I choose to do things. You know, a parent could condone certain things that I will not condone.
Right.
And so there's going to be a problem somewhere in there. And the one thing that my mama taught me whenever I got into high school, the first thing she would say when we would have a parent meeting was she'd tell the parents, I don't run your kitchen. You don't run my gym.
Uh-oh. Mm.
So that's how.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
I run this. That's it. And so with 18 young women, how do we keep them on the same page? Because they are all very different personalities.
Right. Right. Well, you have to get kids to buy into your system, to see your
mm-hmm.
vision,
mm-hmm.
to want to go in the same direction you're going. We can't be pulling, you know, playing
right.
tug of war where I'm wanting to go this way and you're wanting to go this way. So, you know, I try to get them to the point where we're all seeing the same thing. We're all picturing, you know, and we
mm-hmm.
all have this goal. And this is where what we're going to do to reach that goal. And this is how far we're going to go to reach that goal. And so it becomes our lives. You know, it becomes
mm-hmm.
what we live, how we live it. You know, so it's fairly easy.
And, you know,
we all want the same thing.
And I want people to ponder this as we go to break. It's easy to you, but that's because it is your gift.
Right.
And everybody
right.
is saying, I don't know how you do it. But and that's why it's critical that each of us explore our gifts and understand that I don't have to be good at what you're good at. You know, I can be good at what I'm good at, and we can all respect each other's gifts and talents. But we can only respect them when we can identify them and we know them and we're working in them. And so this morning, as you're listening in to this real talk from real women, I hope that you'll begin to ponder what your gifts are and what you're talented at and how you can start to walk in that. And when we come back, we're going to hear how Lamia keeps her team on point at Wood Forest National Bank right after this.
Did you you know that every year the federal government awards over $500 billion in contracts, and a significant share of those contracts are specifically allotted for small businesses? Want to know more? The Louisiana District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration is coming to Alexandria. SBA will present three free workshops for business owners at Central Louisiana Business Incubator at 1501 Wimbledon Boulevard in Alexandria on August 6th and 7th. The workshops are designed for small business owners interested in learning more about three different certification programs for businesses. The workshops will cover SBA's 8A certification program for socially and economically disadvantaged firms, the historically underutilized business zone or hub zone certification process, and how to certify as a woman-owned small business. This event is hosted by the Central Louisiana Business League, the City of Alexandria, and the Ministers of Economic Development. For more information or to register, please visit the SBA Louisiana District Office event calendar at www.sba.gov/LA or call 318-442-3593.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives.
Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simla Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot.
Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody. It's 8:22, and this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the city of Alexandria's Get Wired Satellite. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, J&J Exterminating, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, and McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining Real Women, Real Talk, we're switching gears just a little bit. And this week, I had talked about, DC and I had talked about social media. And if social media and what people are sharing have gone a little bit too far. And so this morning, I want you guys to weigh in on the open letter that Whitney Houston's mother, Sissy Houston, wrote to Bobby Christina. She, in an open letter, talked about Bobby Christina being angry about the memoir that her grandmother had written. Now, this is an open letter to the world, for the world to read. And then she talks about not wanting Bobby Christina to get married, having reserves about that, and wanting to mend their relationship. And she says to Bobby Christina in the letter, she said, "I want you to know that I understand where you are. I understand a little bit about where you are." She said, "I too lost my mother at a young age when I was a young girl." And she said, "I want you to understand," and I'm just paraphrasing, "I want you to understand why I wrote this book." She said, "I just wanted the world to know my Nippy." And Nippy is the nickname that they obviously had for Whitney Houston. She said, "I wanted the world to know my Nippy before she became Whitney Houston." And she said, "I, as a mother, was hurting, but I loved Whitney just like you did." And so my question is this. With the social media being what it is, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and now this open letter, and I'll let Lamia start, is this too much? Is this the right decision for her to write an open letter to her granddaughter?
Okay. First of all, let me say, my motivation is waking up seeing my kids, okay? Waking up knowing that they are alive and that they are safe. That is my motivation for every day, which every parent that loves their child knows that's their motivation. So I wanted to say that first and foremost. Well, okay. The next thing is, if you are hurting as a mother, as a child, as a grandchild, for the loss of someone. Sissy, yes, she's hurting because she lost her daughter. That is a private issue. We understand that she is in mourning.
But it is a private issue, but maybe she could not reach Bobby Christina any other way.
Okay, that is her granddaughter. She can reach her. Okay, I don't care what me and my mother goes through. I don't care what me and anybody else goes through. There is a way to communicate without putting it in the open public eye.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that this is a publicity stunt to sell more books?
Of course. The books aren't selling that great.
I didn't even know about the books,
so I don't know. I mean, I don't care.
I didn't even hear about the book.
Y'all didn't hear about the book.
I heard about the letter. I want to read the dang book.
But now, because of the letter, you want to what?
Go read the book. It's true.
So therefore, guess what?
Sales are going to increase.
You fell right.
Can you get it at the public library for free? You know? And so now,
you think this is a case of oversharing?
Yes, definitely. And the sad part about it is, you know, she goes on and she says, I've never publicly commented on your personal life, and I don't intend to.
Well, Grandma, you just did.
You publicly commented on the fact that you didn't want her to get married, that she's too young. But I've never said nothing negative about Nick, though. Well, hello? You just put this woman's business out in the street. Yes, she wants to get married. She's not too young. As I do recall, I did argue about the fact of the woman telling the children to find their spouses in college. You know,
we talked about that on Real Women, Real Talk. Yeah, we did.
Well, guess what? She's making a decision at 22, 23 years old, whatever the case may be. she's making a decision, okay, I want to get married. Okay, guess what, sissy?
Now let's just say this. Now let's just say this, though. Nick Gordon, Nick Gordon is the guy that Bobby Christina is supposedly engaged to. And this was also the young man that was sort of raised like her brother.
Okay,
so you can kind of see why grandma might have a little concern about that.
Okay, but if this is the thing, if he is raised sort of like your brother, then guess what? Yes, y'all know him. He was good enough to be almost like your brother. So why can't he be good enough to marry? That means he knows the ins and outs of your family. Or would you rather her go out and find somebody that she don't know that much about? You know, she don't know that much about that, maybe trying to use her for her money. He knows the insides and outs.
Right.
He knows the family drama. He's very close and intimate already with the family. So, Grandma, butt out that woman's business.
So, Christy, how do you weigh in on this? Because now the reports are saying that Bobby is not very happy about it either. But let me just say this now. It seems that neither Bobby nor Sissy have really had a close relationship with Bobby Christina really ever. It seems like neither one of them have had a close relationship with Bobby Christina.
Okay, I know this is her question.
You gotta jump in. Go ahead.
I just gotta say, have y'all looked at Bobby lately? Have y'all seen what Bobby got going on lately? Nothing.
But he's still dad, in all fairness. He's still dad.
He's still dad. I understand that. But dad, hello, we just talked about setting the example.
He didn't get a phone call.
And I wouldn't have called his buddy.
Okay,
I mean,
so dad is saying he didn't get a phone call. But you know what? In all fairness to Sissy, Bobby Christina is the sole heir of Whitney's fortune. I mean, she is worth literally millions and millions of dollars. This is her only daughter.
And Bobby and Sissy want to get in on them millions and millions of dollars.
So let me let Christy and Courtney weigh in. How do you weigh in on it? Is it too much sharing?
Well, oh, definitely. You know, anything dealing with my family is my family's business. It's our business. It's not supposed to be anyone else's.
But with Facebook, with Twitter, with Instagram, people are sharing. And we talked about this just this week. One NPR reporter shared the death of his mother while she was dying on Twitter with 1.2 million Twitter followers. And the question was posed, and we continue to pose that question, when is too much sharing too much sharing? And did Sissy feel like this is the only way that I can communicate with Bobby Christina?
When is too much sharing? On that, with a guy talking about his mother, you
mm-hmm.
said.
But I want to keep it with Bobby Christina. Right. Do you think that Sissy went out of bounds with this open letter? And this is just part of the letter. It's quite a long letter. And she says, this is what she starts by saying. She says, "Dear Chrissy, for all of those people who haven't yet seen it, she said, I love you. My heart is full. I don't know where to begin. You may think I don't understand you and what you're feeling, but remember, baby, I lost my mom when I was just a child. I do know some of the sadness and loneliness of your life since your mom passed away." And then she goes on to talk about those times when you just want to hear your mom's voice. You just want to fall into her arms. You just want to fall into your lap. And I believe she is being genuine about saying, I know what it's like not to have mom there, just to be able to pick up the phone and call her.
That's a possibility, and maybe Bobby Christina wasn't picking up the phone, and maybe she wasn't responding to the texts. Maybe this was the only way, but time mends the heart, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and she could have just waited. It didn't need to be aired throughout the universe.
But they picked up another book sale, because I'm going to go get it.
The question has got to be this: why did she just wait to write the letter? Now, the book has been out, though. The book has been out, I think, since about January. The book has been out.
Sales aren't up.
And it's important to note that Sissy has gone on the circuit. She went on Oprah. Sissy and Whitney's Houston and Whitney's brother were on Oprah talking about the book, but not really saying a lot. You could tell that she really didn't want to talk about Whitney's alleged drug use. However, she did write about it in the book. And maybe this was, as I read the letter, I said, maybe this was her way of healing. You know, sometimes when people go through the roof with superstardom, the girl that she knew as Nippy, boy, these women are, they hard on, y'all hard.
Your face
y'all,
is like,
why
oh
you so
God.
Hard on Sissy?
Don't say it.
You know what? Because, okay, you can go through a mourning process. Tell me, any one of you, any, including myself, I lost my father. Nothing motivated me to write a book about it. I wanted to go through my mourning process.
But in all fairness, you know, the world wants to know the underside of the story.
But who gave her the right to do it?
That's her daughter.
But that is also her grandchild. When does it get to the point where, you know what, even though that's my daughter, I love my granddaughter that is here.
That's right.
If mm-hmm. enough mm-hmm. to respect her mourning process.
Mm-hmm. I think if Bobby Christina said, please don't publish this book, she should have
not
respected that.
That's right.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's her mom.
Because
she's already attacked in the media already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for
and she don't understand what that could have led Bobby Christina to.
And Christy had a good, you know, she was sharing just a little while ago about stardom. And Christy, you want to share about that, about how everybody just don't know what to do? And is that what you?
Christy said, we were just talking about when you get so much money and so much power and you really don't, she's a young woman that's never really had to work, talking about Bobby Christina, never really had to suffer the rigors of most young people. She's had everything at her fingertips. And then, let's face it, when Whitney was there, how there was she really as a mom, as a drug-addicted mom? No matter how much money that you may have and how many things that you may have, drug addiction is still very much drug addiction. Go ahead, Christy.
Yes. I just have to say, we were talking about that, and then you were saying, Lamia, that you know, Whitney never really wanted for anything. And then we got on stardom and celebrityism, if that's a word, and just having all the money that you could possibly think of and that kind of thing. But, you know, I just have to say this real quick, that what about the poor people that ended up on drugs? What about the abused people that ended up on drugs? You know, when are we going to stop making excuses for these people who decide to live their lives in that way and just put, you know, say, you know what? Just stop making excuses, and you are who you are, and you made the decisions you made, and
right.
you know, you did what you did, and that is it, regardless to your livelihood, regardless to how much money you have in your pocket, to, you know, regardless to, you know, whether or not you were raped and touched and, you know, this and that. I didn't live a glorious life. You know, my life wasn't bad, but you know, there were drugs right next
Absolutely.
Door. There were drugs
That's
down
right.
the street.
That's right. And
I didn't choose
That's
to get,
right.
you know, stuck on this stuff. I made a choice for myself, and I wanted more for myself.
That's
and,
right.
you know, I live a good life, and that's just that.
And, you know, I think we got to take a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about that, because it's easy when you've never been addicted to anything to say that. And sometimes, wait a minute, I know it's going to, it is a choice.
I made the choice not to live.
Yeah,
life.
You, and it is, and it is a choice. Hey, I'm getting the rap sign. I got to take a break here, y'all, but we'll be back with more of this intriguing conversation right after this.
From the start. at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Every day, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Did you know that every year the federal government awards over $500 billion in contracts, and a significant share of those contracts are specifically allotted for small businesses? Want to know more? The Louisiana District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration is coming to Alexandria. SBA will present three free workshops for business owners at Central Louisiana Business Incubator at 1501 Wimbledon Boulevard in Alexandria on August 6th and 7th. The workshops are designed for small business owners interested in learning more about three different certification programs for businesses. The workshops will cover SBA's 8A certification program for socially and economically disadvantaged firms, the historically underutilized business zone or hub zone certification process, and how to certify as a woman-owned small business. This event is hosted by the Central Louisiana Business League, the City of Alexandria, and the Ministers of Economic Development. For more information or to register, please visit the SBA Louisiana District Office event calendar at www.sba.gov/LA or call 318-442-3593.
Welcome back, everybody, to Real Women, Real Talk on the OPT. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, Davis One Stop, and the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Now, if you're just joining Real Women, Real Talk, it's hot. We're joined by Courtney Bratton, Christy Small, and Lamia Solomon, and we're talking about the open letter that Sissy Houston wrote to Bobby Christina, her granddaughter. But we've gone even a step beyond that, and everybody now in the studio is talking about the decisions that they made as young people. And Lamia, you talked about understanding the decision to touch drugs and alcohol or not. And you had your own story about that.
Right. And, you know, and I always say that you have to be real. And that's what this show is all about.
Absolutely.
And so one of the things I've always tried to do was keep it real. And I explain the decisions I made as a young adult from 14 up to 20 was not the best decisions I had ever made. I was part of those drugs, and I was part of being in a gang, and mm-hmm. I was a follower. Mm-hmm. Some people can't admit that they were followers. You only do something because somebody else is doing it. And in my family, you know, my brothers was doing a certain thing, and that lifestyle looks good to you.
And so you opened yourself up to following with smoking weed.
I did. I opened myself up to smoking weed and doing all these things that gang members do and all of that. And so, you know what? It got to a point that when I had my son and I have these gang members coming up and you know, telling me what my son is going to be,
mm-hmm.
I had a choice to make. Did I really want my son in this life that gave me really the only options was to go to jail, die, or get away?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? No.
And you said you were smoking weed daily.
Daily.
Okay, how
I would
you
go to class and get high? I would leave school for break and get high. I would smoke weed just to make it through. And you know, it was so funny because during that time that I was following and doing all the and smoking weed all this time, guess what? I kept up good grades. Why? Because I had money during that time because I was smoking weed and doing all this other stuff that I could pay somebody.
And so when did you realize, though, this has got to stop? Because a lot of people cross over from weed. It's what they call the quote-unquote gateway drug and cross over into the next thing.
I've never crossed over. I can honestly say I've never crossed over to anything stronger. But that's because I really felt like, you know what, weed is where it's at, and I couldn't do anything else with the other stuff and still continue to do what I was doing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because they always say you can't get high on your own supply. So I wasn't planning on getting high on my other supply of what I was doing, all these other uh-huh. illegal activities, mm-hmm. you know. So therefore I was like, okay, I gotta do better. And I'm gonna say prayer changes a lot of things. When you are not able and don't know how to pray for yourself,
mm-hmm.
remember, you have that grandmother, you have that grandparent, that mother, that pastor that prays for you daily, mm-hmm. and they're able to stand in the gap because they have that intimate relationship with God that you haven't figured out
and
yet.
Christy, you said something so powerful, and Courtney wants to weigh in too, but you said choice. And the word tells us that, you know, that we have choices. God sets before us life and death. Choose. And just like Lamia, you had a choice, and Whitney had a choice, people have choices, and we make those choices based on our youth.
Yes.
And based on where we are at that time.
Right.
And, of course, being young. And I think that's why it's so puzzling now that we're saying, wow, our kids are drinking in junior high school, mm-hmm. and our kids are doing this and doing that. But kids have really always been doing this.
That's
this
true.
Is not a new,
it's not new. It's
phenomenon.
Not new. They've just found new ways of doing it. That's the thing. You know, you have the prescription
absolutely.
Drugs, you know, kids are even going as far as drinking mouthwash to get the alcohol.
Yes.
You know,
no,
it is
even some bad, you know, I mean, I've heard of soaking some feminine items.
Yeah,
like full of, you know, vodka, you know, soaking your tampon and
right.
Wow, right. Soaking your tampon in vodka and doing what with it?
Yeah,
and inserting it in,
you get high.
Yes, alcohol consumption.
I'm not kidding.
Yes.
Yeah,
but they're inserting it into your vagina.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. That's
wow.
Terrible.
Yeah. But, my goodness.
But you know, just like I'm gonna kind of touch on what Lamia said about, you know, even the power of prayer, because I had an encounter with a woman who I went to church with a very long time ago, and we met up, anyways, a long story short, she knew my past, and she knew, you know, I didn't have a mother, and I grew up, you know, and I was a very outgoing type person. And
did that make you turn to drugs?
No.
Because you didn't have your mom?
No.
No.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. My dad was APD. He told me if you ever touch anything, you'll go to jail.
So uh-huh.
He, you know,
I'll kill you first, and I'll then you're gonna go to jail.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Anyways, so but you know, I was very outgoing, and I still like to go out with my friends. And anyways, long story short, she looked at me and said, "Courtney, I'm so proud of the woman that you've become, because, you know, you were a statistic.
Mm-hmm.
I was a statistic, but it took the power of prayer
mm-hmm.
for others to pray for you,
that's
for
right.
you to have that intimate relationship with Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and look how you're blooming now." And it just gave me chills, because I mean, Lamia, you were a statistic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If it wouldn't have been for those people that were praying for you, you'd have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You know, and
or still on the streets using dope.
Streets, mm-hmm. You know, and I try to, you know, everybody that I come encounter with, you know, I'm a very big Christian, and you know, I try to let them know that when you say pray for me, just stop and pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, just stop
yes.
and say a prayer for them.
I'm sorry. I don't want everybody praying for me. Let me just say
that. Okay, I do understand what you're saying.
Okay.
You want somebody with an intimate
okay, hold on,
relationship with God.
Wait, okay, wait, Christy.
If you're going through something,
okay.
if you're saying what's going on in your life, and you tell somebody, pray for them. Don't just say you're going to pray for them. And you know what I mean?
Okay, and so, Christy, why don't you want everybody praying for you?
Them demons, them spirits.
Uh-huh.
You know, well, you know, really, I mean, it's just, it's like asking someone on crack that don't know God, you know, to pray for you, really.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what they gonna do? Lord, let her get on this stuff. You know what I mean?
Wait. I misunderstood.
You're not. I just made a joke out of it. And
okay. I'm like, whoa.
But I understand.
Yeah. You know, I really just don't want everybody praying for me. I mean, I need someone who knows him, you know, like he's the right hand man
yeah.
in their lives, you know, to put out that.
So you want to be selective about those people that lay hands on you and say, pray. Hey, y'all, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. I got to take what's a quick break here, but we'll be back with more right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month. Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's getting really hot in here, but let me just say that this segment of Real Women Real Talk is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group, Sylvia's Caring Companions, and Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. These women are talking so much that they're on and off the air. Okay, so we're back, Lamia.
Back,
but before...
Long story short, let me just break it down.
Don't
you
do
met
that girl.
This girl. We won't call her name because people might know who she is.
Right.
But she held herself up as a big time Christian.
A big time Christian. Devil in disguise. I mean, you know, she knew the Bible inside and out. She knew every scripture she could quote it. You know, we'd be in church and she'd be shouting hallelujah,
those are the
talking in tongues.
You really got to watch out for. I mean, serious. Mm-hmm. The people that go to jail because they know all that stuff sometimes.
You know.
And so did that, Christy, did that make you leery about people who love God?
Oh.
Who profess to love God?
Right. It does. It does something to you, you know. Whenever... You can wear your stilettos at night with your sharp mini skirt on the corner, but sit up there and shout hallelujah on Sunday. And Lord, let me tell y'all this. I am not perfect by any means. Let me get that out there.
But you love the Lord. That's
but
right.
But I do.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was just something about it. I mean, you know, coming in the house, screaming and hollering, cursing at me. Girl, you just left out of Bible school. What you mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't like things like that.
So it just really made you leery about those people that say, let me pray. Mm-hmm. And Lamia, you're chomping at the bit. Go ahead.
Okay, I just got to weigh in on this because this is a true story. Real women. And I'm not going to say anything.
Give me the short version.
Okay, short version. No names.
No
okay.
names.
My son dated a girl. Okay, she knows the Bible in and out. She got, I'm a covenant ring. I can't do this. I can't do that. Well, guess what? After he starts dating her, you know, she don't have a place to stay. So she decides to move in with him. And then the next thing you know, she was like, I broke my covenant because he can rape me and he's making me give head while I shed tears.
Lord. Lamia, this is a family show.
And then you turn around and go to church and teach and do the youth choir.
Right.
And then say, but you know what? But
still
I love him. I'm coming back to the house. So there is no. You know what? Come on. Let's keep it real. If you're going to be in the church.
You done kept it all the way real.
And you're going to pray for somebody. And you're going to pray for somebody. And you're going to be all of this. And you're going to be all of that. Just keep it real with the people and say, you know what? I don't have my stuff together enough to just really give shout outs to the Lord for you.
WIP work in progress.
Yes. You know what I do? I'm going to take you to minister over here and tell him to put some oil on you to clean up all of us. We all put a dab on my head, too, because we all need cleaning.
Oh, my God.
You know
gosh.
What I'm saying? So you're right. You don't
what a
let
great
everybody
show, Carlette. Great
pray
show.
For you because you don't know. Them spirits can come off of them onto you, and next thing you know what? You down there with a covenant ring doing
well, Christy,
the same thing.
Well,
you know
Christy,
what I'm saying?
Okay, now we learned a lesson, Christy. Don't let everybody pray for you. And we just have to be selective.
They got to have an intimate relationship with God and, you know, someone that a leader, I feel. Or you know what? If you're smart enough, get an intimate relationship with God yourself. Because
mm-hmm.
them other people not going to get you into heaven. Only you.
Absolutely. And I think it doesn't get any more real than this. And before we've got to go, last words on sharing on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and this open letter. Is it too much? I guess everybody would agree that we've just kept it real today. Lamia, is it too much? Too much sharing?
Yes, it's way too much sharing.
Way too much sharing. Yeah. Christy, for you?
Yes, definitely.
Too much sharing, girl, but I'm buying the book. That PR got it right. PR got it right.
Well, I guess the PR did.
It is my business, you know. So.
Well, you know what? We want to thank all of you. Courtney Bratton, the regional director for the American Heart
Association. They might be giving them books away now.
Coach Christy Small, she is a teacher and Gina High School basketball coach. Lamia, I don't know what to put her middle name, Solomon. We learn something new every time she joins Real Women Real Talk. She's the branch manager at Wood Forest National Bank. And we tell our women every single Friday morning, the only criteria is that you keep it real. And ladies, you absolutely did. Thank you for sharing your heart.
Thank you, Carlette. What an awesome show. We love you.
We love you. And we learn something every day.
Every time.
I'm scared to ask what that is. Woo! Hey, this is the place where real women, real talk, where people who come in and don't know each other meet friends, meet and make friends and say, hey, girl, let me get your number. Just like happened this morning, it happens every morning. Thank you all for listening and for being on point. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself and be kind to you. You know what? We don't take it for granted. We don't take you for granted. We thank you so much every single morning. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a safe and a great weekend. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Momentum Monday, everybody. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want. Shoes on my feet. I love the clothes I'm wearing. I love the rock and roll game. I love it. So depend on me if I want it. The watch I'm wearing. I love it. The house I live in. I love it. The car I'm driving. I love it. I depend on me. I depend on me. On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT.